when 43-year-old Marat Mindyarov walked into what we now know is the Internet Research Agency in St. Petersburg, Russia. He was motivated by three elements.
Well, because I was unemployed, first. Second, it was next to my house. And third, I was curious what's going on inside of this building.
Many people were curious.
We did a 10-minute segment about essentially Russian media, and part of that was the Troll Factory in St. Petersburg. And we talked to Marat, obviously, because he worked there.
Zach Fannin, a PBS NewsHour videographer, introduced us to Marat.
Marat is a guy who just needed a job, and the job was pretty easy to do. And Marat had told us that just a lot of the people that worked there didn't think too deeply about what they were doing. They just went ahead and did it for a paycheck.
But it had a damaging effect on the U.S. population.
Well, when you are writing that the white is black and the black is white, yeah, it's the same like Orwell wrote.
What the troll operation was out to do was to simply make Americans think and talk about the things they wanted us to talk and think about.
When you look at any 5-minute randomly selected stretch of time on MSNBC or CNN or other cable news stations in the United States, and people are talking about a Russian information operation, that's a framing that's been encouraged by Russian messaging.
David Kilcullen, information warfare expert. That is essentially what Marat and his comrades were doing at the Internet Research Agency. And coming up in our next segment.
It was two shifts by 12 hours. I started at 9 a.m. and finished at 9 p.m.
Life on the inside of the Troll House. J.J. Green, WTOP News.